All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, it's that time of the year. College football is back and upon us. And with that said, and the rush is set to begin for the 2015-2016 National Championship, which will culminate this January at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And as the college football campaign is set to begin, there are plenty of good matchups in week number one. Now, I'm going to start off tomorrow night in an intriguing battle between the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and that has the Michigan Wolverines traveling to Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City, Utah, to take on the Utes out of the Pac-12. Now, this is a new era in Michigan football as Jim Harbaugh is set to begin his reign as the head football coach at Michigan. And if you've looked at his resume, whether it be the University of San Diego, Stanford, or with the 49ers, he knows how to get a program turned around. Michigan will be a physical team throughout this year. Make no mistake about it. He wants to go out there, Harbaugh, and he wants to make a statement in his first game. But Salt Lake City in a game against the Utah Utes and a team led by head football coach Kyle Whittingham is not an easy task. But I tell you what, this is going to be an old school slobber knocker, paint swapper type game. And I'm going to give the slight edge to Utah on this one by the score of 24-20. Now, staying with the theme for Thursday night, the second-ranked TCU Horned Frogs out of the Big 12 Conference will travel to Minneapolis to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, representing the Big 10 Conference. Now, these two teams did meet to begin the 2014 college football season down in Fort Worth, and it was TCU that had their way with Minnesota by the score of 30-7. Now, TCU has national championship aspirations, and the last thing that they can afford to do is look past the Golden Gophers. But you look at this offense for TCU right here. They have a quarterback in Trayvon Boykin that is poised to be a Heisman Trophy candidate, and he has plenty of talent around him on the offensive side of the football with wide receivers Josh Doctson and Colby Listenby. Also, defensively, TCU is deep, and they are talented under head football coach Gary Patterson that knows how to coach up a defense. Now, for Minnesota and their head coach Jerry Kill, he always looks to be that little engine that could, and they will just gnaw away and frustrate opponents. Minnesota will be able to hang with TCU for about a half in this game, but the Horned Frogs simply have too much talent. I'm taking TCU pulling away by the score of 34-14. Now, on Friday night, you have the Washington Huskies out of the Pac-12 traveling to the Potato State, Boise, Idaho, to take on the Boise State Broncos, who are ranked 23rd in the land. And I'm calling this game right here simply the Peterson Bowl, which is why current Washington head football coach Chris Peterson used to be the head football coach at Boise, and he led the Broncos program to many a victory on that blue turf up there in Boise. But I tell you right now, Boise has not skipped a beat under head football coach Brian Harsin. The Broncos come into this season fresh off of a Fiesta Bowl victory last year over Arizona, and they are looking to make it two consecutive victories over Pac-12 schools. You look at Ryan Finley at quarterback for Boise. This guy just simply knows how to go out there and get it done. While Washington is still searching for an identity under Chris Peterson, thus I'm going to take Boise at home on the blue turf by the score of 34-24. Now, moving along to Saturday, and you have the 21st-ranked Stanford Cardinal traveling to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. And for a lot of people, Stanford could be a sleeper team. Me, personally, the Cardinal are my pick to win the Pac-12 North this year because they have a very good football team under head football coach David Shaw. You look at senior quarterback Kevin Hogan, he's a little bit more than a game manager. Stanford, once again, has a solid offensive line that loves to wear down an opponent. And that's going to be interesting to see how Northwestern is going to hang with them in this game. Now, for this Northwestern program under head coach Pat Fitzgerald, two consecutive seasons in which they've had a 5-7 record. They're looking to change that in 2015 and get back to a bowl. Now, The Wildcats have a physical quarterback in their own by the name of Zach Oliver, which could make this game very interesting. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out type affair, and I think the first team to 20 wins it. I'm going to take Stanford on the road by the score of 23-16. Now, moving on, Saturday afternoon, down at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, you have the Louisville Cardinals out of the Atlantic Coast Conference taking on the sixth-ranked Auburn Tigers, representing the Southeastern Conference. Now, for Louisville head coach Bobby Petrino, this is his first trip back to the Georgia Dome in Atlanta after that horrific experience as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons in the National Football League. Petrino will rely on his quarterback, Will Gardner, but guess what? Things have changed a little bit this year for Auburn. Auburn under head coach Gus Malzahn has been known for their offense. You now have Will Muschamp back as defensive coordinator. Auburn is returning a lot of guys on that defensive side of the football. They're going to be a work in progress, but I see them forcing some Louisville turnovers in this game, which will give it to this Auburn high-powered offense led by quarterback Jeremy Johnson. I think Auburn's defense will be the difference in this game as they will make force more turnovers than Louisville. I'm going to take the Tigers in this one by the score of 41-27. Now, Saturday night down in Houston, you have the 15th-ranked Arizona State Wildcats out of the Pac-12 taking on the Texas A&M Aggies out of the Southeastern Conference. Now, it's somewhat of a home field advantage for the Aggies, being they will be playing in the Lone Star State, but Arizona State clearly has the better team right now under head football coach Todd Graham. He has a seasoned quarterback in Mike Bercovici, along with a seasoned running back in DJ Foster. But for Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin, he went out and tried to improve this team in the offseason. He brought in John Chavis, the former LSU defensive coordinator, to be the new defensive coordinator down there in College Station, and he also has a veteran quarterback in Kyle Allen. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out affair as far as the points go, but I'm going to take Arizona State in this one by the score of 44-30. Now, staying with the Saturday night theme, the Texas Longhorns out of the Big 12 Conference travel to South Bend, Indiana to take on the 11th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Now, typically Notre Dame begins their season on a Saturday afternoon, but guess what? When you're welcoming Texas to town with all of their tradition, you want to make it a primetime thing on NBC. Year two for Texas under head football coach Charlie Strong. The Longhorns went 6-7 last year. Strong was weeding out the guys that he felt were not committed to the Texas football program, and he has started on the recruiting trail down there in the Lone Star State looking to get his guys for his system in Texas. Now, Tyrone Swoops will see his fair share of reps at quarterback in this one, and I hopefully for his sake in the Texas offense, he doesn't have to look over his shoulder too much. Simply give the football to Jonathan Gray, and I think that on top of that, this Longhorns defense will be improved in year number two for Charlie Strong. Now, for Notre Dame, the expectations are high under head football coach Brian Kelly. A lot of people think this team has what it takes to win a national championship with Malik Zaire leading things at quarterback. He's a grinder. Make no mistake about it. Notre Dame does have a potential All-American candidate this year at wide receiver in Will Fuller, and they also have a pretty good defense of their own coming into this season. Now, this is going to be a classic game right here, and some people are expecting Notre Dame to have their way with Texas, but I'll tell you like this. Charlie Strong and Texas have something to prove, and I would not be surprised if Texas goes to South Bend and pulls the upset. Thus, I'm going to take the Longhorns on the road in this one by the score of 34-28. Now, staying with the Saturday night theme, the Big Ten Conference will be represented at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, when the 20th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers travel to take on the third-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide from the SEC. Paul Chryst is beginning his era as the head football coach at Wisconsin. Luckily for him, he does have a veteran quarterback in Joel Stavi, and this is a recurring theme for Wisconsin. New year, new head football coach. But you cannot question the success that Alabama head football coach Nick Saban has had. He's going with a new quarterback this year in Jacob Coker, and simply with Saban, he just finds a way to get things done for his team. Alabama is still trying to find their sea legs, so to speak, and it won't be pretty, but I'm taking the Tide over the Badgers in this one by the score of 27-17. And finally, on Monday night, the number one team in the land coming into the 2015 college football season is the Ohio State Buckeyes. They will travel to Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, Virginia, to take on the Virginia Tech Hokies out of the ACC. Now, the Buckeyes only lost one game in 2014 en route to the national championship. That was to Virginia Tech, who came to the Horseshoe in Columbus and upset the Buckeyes. And I guarantee you, Ohio State has not forgotten. A lot of people, myself included, expect Virginia Tech to be a much improved team in 2015. And in actuality, they could be a team that could contend for the ACC championship. You look at head football coach Frank Beamer down there. He simply continues to get the job done. You look at this Virginia Tech defense led by defensive coordinator Bud Foster, and he has a playmaker coming off the edge in this one by the name of Daddy Nicholas. So if you're Ohio State, you have to keep an eye on him. Why? Because he was able to come as a free edge rusher a lot last year when Ohio State played Virginia Tech, and he simply lived in the backfield of Ohio State, which really threw their offense into a flux. But you look at Ohio State head football coach Urban Meyer. He has a two-quarterback system that he might rely on with JT Barrett and Cardale Jones. You have a phenomenal running back in Ezekiel Elliott. No Joey Bosa on the defensive line, as he's one of four Buckeyes that will be suspended for this game. And when he's able to rush the passer or really collapse that opponent pocket, he simply just sets things up for the other 10 guys on defense around him. So it'll be interesting to see how the Buckeyes will be able to play without number 97 not being available for this one. But simply, if you're Virginia Tech defensively, what you want to try to do, you want to try to shut down Ezekiel Elliott. Easier said than done, because the Hokies need to keep Ohio State in second and long and third and long as much as possible. Let their fans stay in this game and give them that 12th man advantage in this one. Lane Stadium, when the lights go out in Blacksburg, is no easy place for an opponent to play, because I tell you, the fans are on top of you. They get into it, they get rowdy, and they make it tough. Ohio State better pack a lunch and a half in this one if they want to start the season off on the right foot. Remember, Ohio State started the 2014 season on the road, and they had all that they could handle from Navy before they were able to pull away in the fourth quarter. And I think Ohio State is once again going to have their hands full on this one, but they are going to have enough to get past Virginia Tech. Thus, I'm going to take the Buckeyes on the road by the score of 34-27. So, folks, those are my key games for the first weekend in the college football season, and I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming National Football League season. Now, folks, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check it out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.